There was a couple who, during Lenten season, said, okay, let's try to live Lent really more intense. Let us communicate with each other using scriptures. And the husband said, okay, let's do that. So, one morning when the wife woke up, the husband was still sleeping. And she said, aha, this is my chance. And she remembered the scene at Gethsemane. John chapter 19, when Jesus was in Gethsemane, he left his disciples and went to a place and started praying. When he came back, his disciples were sleeping. And Jesus said in John 19, 29, he said, why are you sleeping? Wake up so that you will pass the test. So the wife remembered that and said to the husband, why are you still sleeping? Wake up so that you will pass the test. But actually, the husband was awake. And the husband, remembering John chapter 2, verse 4, the wedding at Cana. And the husband said, woman, what is it to you? My hour has not yet come. You see, in our gospel today, Jesus, in chapter 12, verse 23, Jesus said, my hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it will just be a grain of wheat. But when it dies, it bears much fruit. You see, in scriptures, sometimes just one word could mean a lot. A lot. The word are in that text of John chapter 12, verse 23, means a lot. In Greek, there are two senses of time. We have the chronos and the kairos. Chronos is the origin of the word chronology, chronological. Okay? And what is chronos? When the Greek speaks of chronos time, which is the oras, it means a linear succession of time. First R, second R, third R, fourth R. That's chronos. But when the Greek speaks of kairos, it is an event. It is a presentation of time according to an event. That fullness of time is the hour. What does Jesus mean when he said, my hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified? You see, the hour in Jesus is that hour when he is going to be arrested, he will suffer, he will be crucified, and he will resurrect. That is the R. So that in John chapter 2, verse 4, when Mary said, they ran out of wine. And Jesus said, woman, for the first time he called Mary woman, my R has not yet come. That R is the R, the Kairos time that Jesus is speaking, is the time when he's going to die and be resurrected. And all the time, Jesus was preparing for that hour, specific hour. But there, in the Gospel of John, there are two ways that Jesus presented, and the evangelist John presented the hour. The first is in John chapter 2, verse 4. The second is in John chapter 12, verse... Where is... can you pull down the... Oh, thank you. it's not yet down. So the second one is in John chapter 12, verse 23. But there are other presentations of the R. And this is when John the Evangelist presented in such a way that it is the R that means a succession of time, R, not succession of events. Remember in John 19, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, Mary was there. Who else? Mary Magdalene. And John, the beloved, John the Evangelist. And Jesus looked at Mary and said, "Woman," for the second time in the whole scripture, he called Mary, "Woman. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." And then verse 27 of John 19 says, at that hour, the son brought the mother into his home. That hour. And what is that hour? It is that time, from that time on, Mary was received into the house of John the Evangelist. Okay? John the Evangelist. The second was in Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 and up. When Jesus was there hanging on the cross, now I forget. No. When Jesus was there hanging on the cross, verse 45 says, on the sixth hour, darkness covered all the earth until the ninth hour. What is the sixth hour? What is the sixth hour? Okay. The Jewish day starts at 6 a.m. So that the sixth hour will be 12 noon. So darkness started on the sixth hour until the ninth hour. And what is the ninth hour? 3 p.m. What is our tradition of the death of Jesus? At 3 p.m. Why? Because specifically, John chapter 27, verse 45 says, on the ninth hour, on the sixth hour, darkness covered all the earth until the ninth hour. And on the ninth hour, Jesus uttered that word, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you abandoned me? And then he breathed his last and died on the ninth hour. You see, that hour is very important because that hour signifies when Jesus offered his life for our redemption as a ransom for our sins, fulfilling what the name of Jesus meant. Remember in the vision of Joseph, you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And that was the fulfillment of that hour. At Mount Calvary, Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you abandoned me? And he breathed his last and died. That was the ninth hour. There is a difference between the hour that we understand and the hour that Jesus utters when he said, my hour has not yet come. In our gospel today, Jesus said, my hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. In the next chapter, in chapter 13, at the beginning of the Passion discourse, Jesus at Last Supper again said, my hour is coming. The Son of Man will be entrusted to the leaders of the Jews. The final prediction promise. But what does that R mean to us? That R, my brothers and sisters, is that R when God, through the Son, showed His great love for us. That R also signifies the fulfillment of salvation that Jesus fulfilled through His death and resurrection on the cross. Now the bigger question is, what is your R? If you look at our worship page, our theme is the finest R. For Jesus, He lived His life looking forward to that R, that Kairos, where He is going to offer Himself as a ransom for all. Ask ourselves, are we living only the hour, the chronos hour, the horas? Or do we have a kairos, the definitive, the defining moment of our life? We live in borrowed time. And our defining moment would be when we are face to face with God and we can say, mission accomplished, Lord. I have served You and Your people, and I have loved You and Your people. I wish all of us could own that, that in our defining moment, our kairos, we can say, Lord, mission accomplished. I have served and I have loved. I have served and I have loved. Brothers and sisters, today, as we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent, actually, today we have also the scrutiny, and the readings, the first and the second reading was taken from the cycle A, but the gospel was, I asked Deacon John if he could read the gospel from the gospel of cycle B, which is John chapter 12, verse 23 to 30. But if we have read the gospel of today for the scrutiny, it describes John chapter 11, which is the death of Lazarus. I would like just to explain one little thing in that one. You see, two times the words spoken, Lord, if You have been here, my brother would not have died. First, when Martha confronted Jesus, Jesus coming from Galilee and going to Bethany where Martha and Lazarus lived. And when Martha saw Jesus, he said, Lord, if You have been here, my brother would not have died. John 11, 21. And Jesus in John 11, 25 says, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, even if he dies, will live. He who lives and believes in Me will never die, will have life eternal. The second time in that gospel, that same words was uttered again. This was when Martha went back home and told Mary, the Lord is here. And Mary went to, you know, to welcome Jesus. And when she saw Jesus, he said, Lord, if You have been here, my brother would not have died. Verse 32. And what happened? Jesus wept. For the first time, Jesus wept, expressing a human love, telling us that God can love in a human way. If He can love in a human way, He wants us also to love kind of love. Remember what the Jews have put in their phylacteries. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, with all your soul. The Shema Israel. Listen, O Israel, I am the Lord your God. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Brothers and sisters, this is the challenge of the gospel. If we will be faced with our R, I hope we can also say, my R has come, Lord, and I have fulfilled my mission to serve and to love like You who offered this life. I just came from the Holy Land, and we celebrated our last Mass at Mount Calvary, where Jesus entrusted Mary to John the Evangelist, where Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And throughout the whole our trip to the Holy Land, that was for me our defining moment, our defining hour. I had to celebrate Mass facing the altar because the altar is attached to the wall. And I have to celebrate it, you know, the Vatican II, pre-Vatican II way. And I just celebrated as simple as it is. But I did not know that all the pilgrims, our pilgrims here at St. Rose, was so touched by that celebration. It's not probably because of my words, but it is because of the place where Jesus was crucified at Mount Calvary. I hope that you will find your R. I hope that you will find your Mount Calvary.